The Friday after a fund drive is always a good source of material for Friday feedback, and we had a bumper crop this time with comments from over 800 listener members. Of course, we're very happy and very grateful that the drive went over its goal by the stated end last Tuesday, and I'm especially happy that we had pledges from 295 new members. So I decided to limit today's selections to new members only to see what that tipping point is that converts a listener into a member. Here goes. Fernando Garcia of Longwood likes the programming diversity and the quality people who work here. Walter Dieskin would like to hear a program about movie music. Carol Milam of Leland was one of several who said they love the Great American Songbook. Ellen Hunter does too, as well as the Metropolitan Opera. Amy Coleman of Hampstead has lived in the U.S. for 8 years, and WHQR has added greatly to her cultural life. Michelle Boley listens for the news. Rashid Zermani of Wilmington loves This American Life and the cultural calendar. The Good Shepherd Center says simply, thank you for what you do for the community. The firm Hermes LLC says they listen because of the station's non-biased material. Michael McCoy of Hampstead likes the mix of talk and classical, except for Sunday Baroque. Mary Lou Cook of Sunset Beach listens only to WHQR, loves Jamila, and wants music all the time, but she does admit that she laughed out loud at last week's car talk. Shelley Morse from Wilmington says that listening to WHQR is a favorite pastime during the drive to work. Erica Booth of Winnebo says that WHQR is a wonderful community resource. Vaughn Thomas would like to hear more jazz. Bonnie Meyer of Leland prefers classical music. Lisa Nickel likes Sunday Baroque and Bob Workman. Jude Hergis of Supply is from Minnesota and loves Prairie Home Companion. Raymond Burt says that we brighten up his morning even more than a cup of coffee. Here's some more new listener comments. Don and Cindy Perno of Kiri Beach supported public radio in the D.C. area and are now happy to support it here. And we heard similar sentiments from a number of people from various places. Wendy Fingerhut says it's the best radio station in Wilmington. Jerry Fingerhut says it's the only radio station in Wilmington. Kathy Teets says it revs up her RPMs. Jane Boberg of Supply listens on her way to church on Sunday morning. Harrison Purcell is a second-generation public radio listener. He grew up listening to it at home. Regina Nichols of Southport is a fan of Selected Shorts. Aaron Williamson says, my neighbors talked me into calling in. Robert Bay says the station helps him keep a clear head. Kathleen Lorenzato of Davis, California, was simply passing by the station, heard the pledge drive, and made a pledge. Donna Janoshik, a former visitor, also called in a pledge from New Jersey. Mike Cordle of Hampstead has been on disability for 5 years and says, if I can support WHQR, so can you. Finally, we had lots of comments, pro and con, about the decision to add Diane Rehm to the schedule at 3 p.m. In our completely friendly and non-scientific competition, Diane's hour raised a little bit more money than the Talk of the Nation hour at 2 p.m. But this is one contest in which everyone, including the listener, is a winner. We'd love to hear from you on Friday feedback for your questions and comments, likes and dislikes about any aspect of the station. We're on Facebook and Twitter. You can also send us feedback with an email message to feedback@whqi.org or call our listener comment line at 910-343-1640, extension 6. And thanks for your feedback.